5. The principle of being complementary. Harmony, well-being, and the fulfillment of individual purpose is possible when our consciousness is inclusive rather than exclusive. Such consciousness is universal. Universal in the sense that we can recognize and appreciate the purpose and necessity of all things in life, and therefore give them the space to express their innate right to be. When people, either on an individual or collective level, become exclusive, that is, when the foundation of their identity is based on prerogative and privilege, then harmony, peace, and certainly love is lost, both in the individual and in the society. Individuals, societies, nationalities, religions, politics become exclusive when they become attached to a particular speciality, talent, or position. While it is healthy and necessary to value who you are, it becomes most unhealthy and even violent to become attached to it, making others feel inferior because they do not possess what we are or what we have. The reason for conflict on any level is nearly always the sense of the right to dominate or suppress others because we think we are better in one way or another. Unfortunately, in modern society, East or West, the idea of outdoing others in order to prove the value of the person or idea has taken precedence over the innate principle of life, which is to complement. When we learn to complement rather than compete and outdo the other, there is peace, and especially respect, and above all, self-respect. Self-respect is recognizing myself as I am, and thus fulfilling my purpose without injury or comparison with others. We all have a place within this beautiful tapestry of life. Simply let me know it, understand it, enjoy it, express it. I have this right, but never to overdo it, because when I start to feel my role or my position or my expression is more advanced or better than others, then there is conflict. Sometimes, when there is a sense of personal or collective inadequacy, there is a need to be recognized, and this creates attachment to privilege and prerogative. And when a sense of identity is based on these, it creates exclusivity. Nature works on the principle of complementing. For example, the seasons, the day and the night, the continual cyclic process of birth, growth, maturity, decay, death, rebirth, growth, maturity, decay, death, etc. The principle of being complementary means that each has equal value And when we recognize the equality of value of all things, then we stop comparing, competing, feeling superior or inferior, striving to be what we are not. In a society, is everyone a doctor? Is everyone a builder? Is everyone a baker? All have different talents, all have different positions, because different tasks have to be fulfilled if the whole society is to run well. If we examine life, we realize that the recognition of this principle of being complementary is the basis of creating a peaceful and happy coexistence. Because the vision and attitude of equality respects and enhances the difference.